Hey guys, welcome to David's Heart Broadcast. This is the second one. I am just waiting just a very few minutes before I move on to share what the Lord has laid upon my heart to share with you today. So I've got a few that's jumping on, and I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm sure there'll be, I see several commenting. Good evening to both of you, Donna, Larika. I just want to share with you all a really quick word. The Lord took me back to Hebrews. There was a scripture there about the blood speaking. And that's where I want to share with you just a very few moments. We all know in the story of Cain and Abel, Abel's blood cried out from the ground. He cried out for that justice, and God heard him. And it's the same way with Jesus' blood. It cries out to us. It saves, it redeems, it still speaks for us. And I just want to take you to the different areas, and I want to show you how his blood speaks for you. And I want to start with his back. And it would be so difficult to imagine the extent of what he endured when they crucified him, because normally they would beat you to almost unconsciousness. And some men actually died during the actual beating when he took those stripes upon his back. A lot of men did not make it through that. But by his stripes, you are healed. Well, everywhere you look, there's hurting people, and there's different kinds of pain. Emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual. You know, you may be feeling very spiritually dry right now, and I don't know what your pain is, but he took those stripes to cure you and to mend that pain. And he wants you to truly get this into your spirit, to realize what he endured and why the blood still speaks for you. And all you have to do is believe, because he took that pain for you. And then I want to take you to the head, when they placed the crown of thorns upon his head. And even in Gethsemane, he prayed so hard that great drops of blood fell from his head. The blood that flowed from the head of Jesus is there to speak to your troubled mind. Now, I want you to just grab a hold of this, because whatever it is that you're going through, mental anguish, whatever it is that you're facing, he took that crown of thorns, he bled, and that blood is speaking to your troubled mind. He is speaking peace, be still. To the mental anguish, the anxiety, the depression, he is speaking healing to the minds of those that have been abused. And I just want to speak and declare that healing over you right now. If you're watching or you have family members that's been hurt or wounded in any way, I just want to speak healing over you. Healing to that mind. Peace be still to the battlefield in your mind. Because there is hope. A lot of times in the mental afflictions, people don't realize it's, you know, your afflictions are not only physical. The battlefield is in the mind. That is where the enemy loves to attack the most. It's in your mind. But there is hope, and that hope is Jesus. And he took that crown of thorns, that you will have that peace and that power in your thoughts. And that by his stripes, you are healed of every single affliction. All you have to do is only believe. That's all he asks for you to do. And then I moved to his hands when they pounded the spikes through his hands to hold him to that cross. I could not imagine the pain that he endured when they did that. But that right there is speaking to your hands, whatever you set your hands to do. And he wants to set your hands to do mighty things. He wants to anoint your hands to bring forth healing, to bring forth hope to someone else. There is power in your hands. And even as they drove those spikes through his, the blood that flowed from his hands speaks. His blood speaks. It still speaks greater than that of Abel. And he wants to set your hands to do great and mighty things. And through it all, even through the midst of a storm, he is reaching out that nail-scarred hand, and he is taking hold of your hand in his, and he is leading you through the worst of this storm. I felt that so very strongly for somebody right now. You are walking through the midst of a storm, and he has that nail-scarred hand tightly linked with yours. And he will not let you go. Let me encourage you. He will not let you go. He is faithful. And then I go to his feet, because they also drove those nails through his feet to that old rugged cross. And I believe that the blood from the feet of Jesus speaks about our walk with him. The direction that your life is taking. Because we were saved, we walked according to the things of this world. We were seeking things in this world, but the walk with us has changed. The blood that flowed from Jesus' very feet pertains to our walk. And may that walk continue to draw closer and closer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because the Lord said, wide is the gate and broad is that road that leads to destruction. Sadly, there's some that is on that way, but you are the light. You are that city that is set up on top of a hill. You are the light. You are the salt. And then his heart. They wanted to make sure that he was dead, so they drove a spear through his side into his heart. And the blood that came out was mixed, not just blood, but it was mixed with water. And I believe that speaks to our desires, because the prophet Jeremiah declared, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, but who can know it? God can, because he knows that the human heart can be changed. In an instant, the human heart can be changed. He takes away that stony heart, and he gives you a heart of flesh. The blood speaks, and what does it say to you? It declares that there is forgiveness, there is peace when you feel like there is none. There is a way that has been made to God for us. It shouts to us from that cross that you can be free from any single thing that's trying to hold you captive. You can have that joy in every circumstance. That is what the blood is speaking. The blood is saying, I love you. You are my chosen. You have come for such a time as this. And it's calling us to run toward the roar. I shared that before. To run toward him. It's time to advance his kingdom. Abel's blood cried out from the ground. But in Hebrews, the blood of Christ spoke. And there is a voice in that blood. I want you to truly get this, because it says, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Abel died a violent death, at the hand of a relative. Christ died a violent death at the hand of his own nation. Abel's blood cried out from the ground, and God heard it. Christ's blood speaks for us. It speaks for you. It speaks for me. And I just want you to get this so deeply within your spirits. Jesus was that sacrifice. There's a quote that I wanted to share. There is no motive for holiness so great as that which streams from the veins of Jesus. It redeems, it cleanses, it restores, and it speaks. Hallelujah. But I just want to show you the differences. The back, by his stripes, ye are healed. The crown of thorns upon his head. To take control of those thoughts, those strongholds in your mind, to bring peace into your mind. With your hands, he wants to anoint whatever you set your hands to do. And when they thrust him through that side, he has taken that heart. And he continues to take those hearts of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. And the feet pertains to our walk with him. May you continue to draw nigh to him, because he is drawing nigh to you in this hour. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. He took me back to that when they went in and they shut the door and they applied that blood to the doorpost. Keep that blood applied, because you are reconciled. You are accepted in the Beloved. And I need you to just grab hold of that, because the blood is speaking so much more better things than that of Abel. There is no sound more piercing. There is no sound more powerful and more prevailing than the voice of Christ's blood that speaks for us. Hallelujah. Abel's blood cried out for vengeance, but Jesus' blood is crying out for your pardon. He is crying out for that which you are seeking him for. He is making intercession. You have victory over the world. You have victory over death. You have victory over hell. And any hell that comes against you, you have victory over the enemy of your souls. Because the blood shouts victory through you. You are covered by that crimson banner. And the devil cannot cross that bloodline. You keep it applied to the doorpost of your heart, because that is the voice of the blood, and it speaks better things than that of Abel. Hallelujah, Jesus. What voice is that which is speaking for you? The Lord just wanted me to bring this to you in a little bit of a different way, because he wants you to see that the stripes are there for your healing, and that he took that crown of thorns that you could have peace in your thoughts, the battlefield of your mind. When he speaks that word, peace be still, the battle has to stop. And so many of you are riddled with anxiety and depression for whatever reason, and I just want to speak to that to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as he put that crown of thorns upon his head, he is placing his hand upon yours to heal you of that anxiety. The blood speaks healing. The blood speaks transformation. The blood speaks forgiveness. The blood speaks deliverance. It is speaking to every situation that you have right now. And whatever you set your hands to do, that is the blood that flowed from his hands. You set your hands to do will be great and mighty exploits for the King. And wherever your feet may trod, hallelujah, shall be given unto you as the blood flowed from his feet. I want you to see how this pertains to our walk with him, to our relationship with him, and how that each thing has its significance to our walk with him and to everything that we're praying for, because all we have to do is to believe. He took care of our physical afflictions. He took care of the mental afflictions. Everything that we set our hands to do, and he has ordered our steps even before we were born. And his heart, we walk to the beat of that heart. Lean in close and hear the heartbeat of your King, and stay tuned into the frequency of that, because when the storms come, and they most assuredly will, that's when you need to just lean against the Lord and hear His heartbeat and know that you know that whatever it is you're going through, this too shall pass. It has not come to stay. You are walking through this valley of the shadow of death. You are not meant to stay there. And I just really want you to grab a hold of that and to realize that you are covered by the blood. The blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. And the devil cannot cross that bloodline. He cannot cross that anointed bloodline. You and your family are covered. I declare that right now over each and every one of you, that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Your household, your children, every situation that you're praying about is covered in His blood. Hallelujah. And it's going to speak greater things in your life. It's going to bring forth greater things in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just felt the unction to come on here and share that this afternoon. Wasn't sure that I would get to do another broadcast, but I'm glad that I did. But normally when I get to the end of the message, if anybody wants me to pray over you right now, I would love to be able to do that. Agree with you for anything. I said my mouth's kind of dry, so. But I do appreciate all of you that are supporting the broadcast, that are tuning in to the broadcast. I just truly want to thank you and just continue to hold to Jesus. Continue to hold and know that that healing is yours. And I've seen one, you need healing in your body. By His stripes, you shall be healed. And I speak that healing over your body. I speak that healing over your anxiety, over that depression. I pray that the healing virtue of Jesus flow from the mighty throne of heaven over your mind. He took that crown of thorns upon His head, and that blood that flowed from the very head of Jesus is going to flow over your mind and cause you to be at peace. And deliverance from marijuana, I pray right now that your son be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will desire the things of God rather than the things of this world. He will begin to develop a hunger for God, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because in the name of Jesus, those devils have to move out of the way. Those chains have to fall. They cannot hold them. This is the King that broke the very icy grip of death when a man was still in a casket. He brought him forth. There is nothing that he cannot break. There is no addiction that can keep from breaking under the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And I pray for justice in some family matters. Redemption, restitution shall come. That the Lord will just move mightily, that you will see His hand move in that situation. You will know that the Lord has stepped in and done this for you. Surely the Lord has done this. Praise God. I just pray that it will not escalate, but that peace will come upon that. He has went ahead of you. He has prepared the way before you. And I am believing for a victory through that matter in Jesus' name. That resurrection life, hallelujah, to begin to spring up, breaking all open doors to the demonic of any family right now, that they will not have access to us or any of our families in Jesus' name. The unspoken request, I stand with you. God knows exactly what it is, and we agree right now, because when two agree as touching anything, it shall be done. So, Lord, I ask you to move upon those requests for the sister. You know what they are, and I pray you will dispatch your angels on her behalf. Healing, deliverance, and restoration. Praise God. Yes, that's exactly what He specializes in. And I am believing that deliverance to come to your door in the mighty name of Jesus. I just pray that you will just see an overflow in that situation. Overflow for your son and a healing for your son. Hallelujah. That the healing virtue is flowing even at this moment in Jesus' name. Just reach out and take hold of the hem of his garment. Just hold on to Jesus, your healer, Jehovah Rapha. And finances and a prodigal son. Yes, I pray right now for the prodigal son, for any prodigals right now, that you will find your way back to your father's house. He is calling. He is extending that hand to you, and I pray that it will not tarry any longer. I am praying for a revival to break out from the north, the south, the east, the west, and begin to draw in those prodigals. They will stand up. They will get back up on the inside, and they will say, I will return to my father's house. And the finances, I pray you have a complete hundredfold overflow in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's just such a flow of his spirit. And I just pray over each and every one of you that need a physical healing right now, that the Lord will just move upon you in miraculous ways. Those that are suffering with anxiety, I just pray peace be still over your troubled mind. If you could only look through your spiritual eyes in the midst of this situation and see what he is doing on your behalf, you would not worry, because just as he cares for that sparrow, he cares for you. And I see several children asking for salvation, and I pray that saving grace to come to them, that the Lord will send workers into their path, angels into their path, to help lead and guide them unto him, to speak into their lives in Jesus' name. For wisdom and boldness, I pray an outpouring of that upon you and upon your walk with him. Hallelujah. That blood flowed from his feet because it was pertaining to our walk with him. And may your walk with him continue to grow in miracles, signs, and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, just pour it out upon your people, all that are watching today, all that are asking these requests of you, Lord. You know, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. I am praying for your daughter, Lana, and I see that situation, and I pray, God, that you will enter into her mind and you will give her clarity. There is confusion there, and I pray clarity where there was once confusion, that you will show her as you see her, your daughter, and just continue to lift her up, because she was brought up in your way, and when you are brought up in the way of the Lord, you shall not depart from it. Amen, amen. Just take hold of every situation there, Father, and just release that transforming power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ upon each and every one that's having that battle right now in Jesus' name. Lord, touch your people with a greater clarity, Father. I ask you to move over these airways, and may they feel it right where they are, that fresh dose of fire and anointing to equip them for what you have ahead, to show them to stand and to keep standing for themselves, their children. I am believing, Lord, by your stripes, they shall be healed. Their families shall be healed. Whatever they set their hands to do shall be great and mighty. Hallelujah. Wherever their feet trod, you will give them that territory in Jesus' name. And a heart that flows, a heart that beats in sync with your heartbeat, Father, for each and every one right now watching this broadcast and those that will watch it later. I pray the same prayer. Salvation for your dad, I pray that right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Lord will just touch his heart and he will move upon him. He will show him that he has been there with him the entire time. Praise God, I speak salvation over that in Jesus' name. The spirit of suicide, I want to bind that right now over your son. I just bind it and I just cast it down in the mighty name of Jesus. I break it in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will carry. The Lord will just take those thoughts captive and he will begin to replace them with thoughts of his goodness and the good things that he has for him, because his plans are good. Hallelujah. They are good for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. For some reason, my mouth's a little dry. Sorry about that, but I just want to encourage you. Hallelujah. Your heart beats in sync with the heart of a king. And there is nothing that he won't do for you. He knows our cries apart from anyone else's cry. You could be in a total situation and you could cry out and he will know that's his daughter, that's his son, and he will cross over a million people to get to you. Because that's the love that he carries for his children. A love eternal. Beth, I pray for you and your kids to find a home. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is your provider, and I pray that that door will open speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. It will be the perfect home because it will be chosen by your Abba Father. Let it come forth, Father, in such a mighty and swift way, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But I just want you to grab hold of this, and I just want you to see all that he took for us, even when he didn't have to, the price he paid, but also how it pertains to us. Our mind, our bodies, our hands, our walk, and our heart. Hallelujah. It's all dedicated and committed to one. And that is him. And just know that he is with you. And he loves you with a fervent love. And whatever the chain, whatever the situation, it's getting ready to break. I love that song, Something's Got to Break. I listen to it a whole lot because we are standing in that point where something's got to break. And I know that I ain't going to say that alone because I'm praying for something and I know y'all are. And it's got to break. In Jesus' name, we are taking authority over this thing. Whatever it is that you're going through, we're taking authority over this thing. Because he gives to us that authority from the very throne room of heaven. And I just pray breakthrough into your lives and into your family's lives, that you will move forward into God's plans. Even in the midst of suffering, you're going to see that hand work, and you're going to see that hand reach down in the middle of that storm and pull you. God is good and God is faithful. And even when it seems like you are at your worst and the heavens are completely silent, just know that that's when he's the very closest to you. Thank you, Father. I just pray an outpouring, Lord. From the north, the south, the east, the west, all over this nation and country. Lord, I pray a resuscitation of the bride. And I just pray a reviving in each and every spirit watching this broadcast, that your spirit will be revived, your mind renewed, and that you will see, hallelujah, that whatever you have need of, he took that to the cross with him. Hallelujah, Jesus. That blood that flowed from Calvary, the blood that flowed from that cross, speaks better things than that of Abel. And it speaks transformation. It speaks everything that is good into your life. It covers you. You are completely covered in the blood of Jesus. Nothing by any means shall harm you or come against you. It will not prevail. And I speak that over you, that whatever device, whatever tactic of the enemy he is trying to devise, I declare it null and void in Jesus' name. It has no authority over you, and we reverse it back to hell where it belongs. Because we are taking a stand against this thing, because you realize who you are. You realize what he did for you through this word and how that it covers every single part of us. We can have that wholeness in him. Our family member can have that wholeness in him. So when we get attacked on every side, we will stand firm and know that nothing by any means shall come against you and prevail, because you are standing on the solid rock. He is your strong tower that you run to and are safe. Hallelujah. I just want you to let that sink deeply within your spirit. Just take hold of it. Hold on to it. And yes, I agree with you. We bind the spirit of witchcraft over this nation. I bind it right now in Jesus' name. It shall not prevail. God is going to prevail overall. God reigns supreme. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cast down every demonic entity, every demonic presence that is trying to take control of the nation, your community, your family, whatever it is. We are casting those strongholds down in the name of Jesus. Hey, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. But I just pray, like I said, you will take this into your spirit and you will just continue to see the love that took him to that cross and what he endured and how that it applies to everything that we go through. And I pray right now for that marriage restoration, Ray. I totally do. I pray that God will put a softness within her heart and she will return to her covenant husband. In the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy may paint a pretty picture, but God, I pray, reveal to her that restoration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I certainly hope that this message blesses you, that it empowers you. I am trying to do these on a weekly basis. He wants me to do them once a week, so I'm hoping to be able to do that. This is the second one, and I just totally appreciate all of you that are tuning in, all that will watch it later. For some reason, I was a little dry today, but we got the message out. But I just want you to just take hold of it, and I just want you to feel the love of Jesus embrace you in this moment, and that he is with you, he is for you, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Know that I continue to stand with you, and I continue to pray for each and every request. I may not get to answer them all, but I do go back, and I do look at them, and I do pray over them. But I just love you guys, and I thank you so much for everything and just for being you, because each of you are unique and very special, and I'm just so very blessed to have connected with each and every one of you. Though I may never met you in person, not saying that I never will, I just love each and every one of you. I just bless you with the mighty blessings of God. I just pray that he pour it out, open up the windows of heaven and pour it out in a way that you will not have room enough to receive it. But I want to leave you with that word and that encouragement today, and just let that just fill your heart and just feel the embrace of the Father around you. And know that we are standing together, linked arm in arm, and there is power in that unity. We are tearing some strongholds down. We are putting 10,000 to flight, because together, that is how we do that. And I love you guys, and until next time.